Well, this Saturday, the crucial by-election in the northwest Sydney seat of Bennelong is set to determine whether or not Malcolm Turnbull will hold onto his slim one-seat majority in federal parliament. With polls showing a 50-50 split between the two major parties, all eyes will be on this formerly safe Liberal seat come the weekend. Victor Petrovich was out and about in Bennelong today to find out more.
At the 2016 federal election, former Australian tennis great John Alexander emphatically secured former Prime Minister John Howard's old seat of Bennelong over Labor's Lyndall Howison. The 60-40 two-party preferred result marked yet another victory in the seat, which encompasses Epping, Ryde and Macquarie Park in northwestern Sydney.
I'm so honoured that Bill Shorten asked me to join his Labor team and to stand up for Labor here in Bennelong.
That is former New South Wales Premier Christina Keneally launching her campaign. Ever since the high-profile candidate has joined the race in Bennelong, this safe Liberal seat has been thrown into contention. Keneally has raised Labor's primary vote from 28.5% in 2016 to be neck and neck with Alexander at 39% in a news poll released today.
What I'm expecting, given the poll results today, is that Malcolm Turnbull and his Liberal mates are going to get even nastier in the coming days ahead.
The result has the potential to be particularly troubling for Malcolm Turnbull, whose government relies on a razor-thin one-seat majority. If Keneally is to take Bennelong from Alexander, the government will be pushed into minority and forced to negotiate with the crossbench to guarantee supply. This has led to a large-scale campaigns running in Bennelong, with large sums of money being spent by both major parties to attempt to secure the seat. Justin Alec is the Greens candidate in the seat. I asked him what the impact he thought that Christina Keneally's inclusion in the race has achieved.
Look, Christina has definitely been of interest to the media, and with the media comes public awareness. Unfortunately, you know, people are under that much pressure to just keep up with their daily lives in this day and age that it's hard for people to maintain a good level of awareness of what's going on. But it's almost been overkill. People I speak to on the street have told me they're sick of the robocalls they've been getting. They're sick of the, the million-dollar campaign, which is being forced down their throat. So exposure is good to a certain extent, but beyond that, people start looking for the credibility of the individual. Many people, in fact, do question Christina Keneally's record. Again, I don't have anything personally against her as an individual, but you have to wonder, where is the Labor Party on corruption?
With the by-election having such a large national focus, even voters I spoke to in Bennelong thought similarly.
I think the rest of it is going to hinge on how people feel about Turnbull, and how they feel about how he's doing as a leader. A lot of it is around that.
Has that influenced your vote?
Possibly a bit, because I quite like Turnbull. I think he's trying to do the right thing. I think he's in a bit of a difficult situation. He doesn't have, a strong position at the moment. He hasn't got a lot of people on his side in comparison, so that makes it very difficult. So I think a lot of it does come down to how people feel about him rather than how they feel about John Alexander or how they feel about Christina Keneally.
The Liberal Party is bullshit, Federal Liberal Party. They're not governing the country. All this gay marriage and all this crap, all these issues about leadership and everything, the economy is not going well.
Do you blame Malcolm Turnbull for that?
Him and his party.
One thing I've really noticed, though, is that the Labor Party flyers are really focusing on, Christina Keneally and her policies and what she can do for the area, whereas the John Alexander flyers are really focusing on, Bill Shorten's choice for Bennelong and, don't let Christina do to you what she did to New South Wales. And there's absolutely no mention of John Alexander on any of them anywhere or any policies. So, purely based on that at the moment, I'm definitely looking at probably going more towards the Christina Keneally side.
With Labor Senator Sam Dastyari announcing his resignation today, a further twist has been placed on the by-election. Political analyst Peter Chenin believes that plans may be in the works if Christina Keneally loses in Bennelong to parachute her into Senator Dastyari's vacant seat.
It's been proposed that if Christina Keneally is unable to win Bennelong, and it would be a stretch for her to actually win that seat, then she could actually be slid straight into Sam Dastyari's seat. Christina Keneally is seen as a real asset to the Labor Party. People remember her loss at the New South Wales state election to Barry O'Farrell, but actually at one point she was very, very popular leader. She's generally regarded within the party as having great potential. And there was a while that she was sort of parked running Basketball Australia, and people, I think, thought it was sort of a waste of her talents.
With the by-election just 4 days away, Labor leader Bill Shorten thinks that this is just a distraction.
I think that we're highly competitive in this by-election. Let's face it, the Liberal Party wants to put around that Christina Keneally will go into the Senate because they want to discourage people from voting in Bennelong. That's because they're frightened of her.
Opposition leader Bill Shorten there, ending that report from Viktor Petrovich.